And a new report notes another milestone in the falling cost of renewable energy. The International Renewable Energy Agency found that renewable energy is now the cheapest option for new power generation throughout many parts of the world, and analysts expect the cost to continue to fall. Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure, has taken a look. Hi, Robin.
Hi, Robin Young.
So, Robin Farzad. So we're talking about wind, solar. How low has the cost gone and why?
Well, onshore wind and solar voltaic costs in particular, they're being clocked at between 3 and 4 cents per kilowatt hour in some regions with good sun and wind and regulatory openness. You talk about Chile, Mexico, Peru, and even Saudi Arabia and the UAE. I mean, one stat that really stood out for me in this report is the global weighted average cost of concentrated solar power generated electricity fell 26% just last year. You have a glut of supply, China just flooding the world with cheap solar inventory, with windmill capital. And this is all being put out there for better or for worse, and it's pushing costs down.
Yeah, and how does it compare to fossil fuels?
Yeah, according to the agency's report, if you look at projects set to be commissioned just next year, more than 3/4 of onshore wind and 4/5 of utility solar PV, in their words, should provide lower priced electricity than the cheapest new coal-fired oil or natural gas option. Again, that's striking. You could not have imagined that a decade ago.
Yeah. And you mentioned China, you know, which is driving down costs as it does with a lot of things. That also makes this more appealing. But do you still have the problem with solar and others that in places where there isn't wind and a lot of sun, it isn't as usable?
Sure. I mean, look, there is right now on the supply side, at least, and you talked about China, a glut of inventory that's going to help depress installation prices. And so you're going to see cycles of euphoria. And maybe when oil and natural gas prices drop, people are going to say, see, we told you that this couldn't be sustainable. But if you could have cleaner energies kind of as a baseline thing, like natural gas-fired coal plants that you would use sparingly when the sun don't shine, this is going to put a huge dent in the world's carbon budget regardless.
And, of course, people are calling for there to be a dent put in that budget, you know, to raise prices even artificially, so to drive people away from fossil fuels with global warming. But at any rate, what does this new report mean for businesses around the world as they think about the future and being competitive?
Yeah, the market is making decisions and making clean tech competitive, even without the full extent of, you know, regulatory or carbon tax suasion. There's so much disruption that's emanated from oil prices spiking 10, 11 years ago. That spurred development first in fracking and then alternatives to fracking and pipelines. And of course, that China juggernaut, I like to say that the future is so bright, we literally have to wear shades.
I say that to young people. Where does the U.S. stand in this? Is the U.S. behind the rest of the world?
It kind of is, and it's not progressing as rapidly with the Trump administration keen to give coal maybe one last chance. You also just saw, literally just saw the Undersecretary of Energy actually coin the term, quote, freedom gas. I'm quoting here, increasing export capacity from this gas project is critical to spreading freedom gas throughout the world by giving America's allies a diverse and affordable source of clean energy. And Robin, look, furthermore, the Assistant Secretary for Fossil Energy then extolled, and I'm quoting, molecules of U.S. freedom to be exported to the world, close quote.
I remember Freedom Fries. Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure, on prices dropping on alternative sources of energy around the world. We'll keep an eye on that. Robin, thank you.
My pleasure. Stay sunny.